Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Father's Day weekend. A special shout-out, happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are out there. You know, this is kind of a special time for me because my father is the reason why I have Long-Term Care Radio and why I started 525 Advisors. He is really kind of the starting force, the driving force behind it, so to speak. My father passed away in 2006. He was killed in an accident January of 2006. And, you know, it just really brought a new awareness to our family about what, you know, life is supposed to be and what can happen and how things can change. And what I mean by that is my father, you know, broke his neck in an accident. And if he would have lived, he would have been most likely paralyzed from the neck down or the shoulders down and would have gone into, you know, a long-term care situation, extended healthcare situation for the rest of his life. He could still be around with us today. And the sad thing about that is that would have just devastated not only my mom, but my mom and dad's finances. It would have devastated our family unit. I have two brothers, and it would have just changed all of our lives. And so that's what kind of got me on the path of looking for long-term care insurance for my mother, because we never really thought about it at that point. And then all of a sudden I realized, well, now my mom's alone. I need to start looking into long-term care insurance. And I will tell you that the great thing that my dad did is when he got out of high school, he joined the service. And I'm a Vietnam baby, so I was born in 67. I was born over in Laken Heath Air Force Base, the Royal Air Force Base over in the UK. That's where my dad was stationed when I was born. And when he got out of the service, he started a business. And one of the first things they did, my mom and my dad, is he bought life insurance. And it was just amazing because he carried this life insurance policy. It was a permanent life insurance policy. He still had it when he died. He was 60 years old when it died. And the interesting thing about this is that his advisor, his financial advisor, had suggested that they take the cash value out of this life insurance policy and invest it in the market. I mean, it was probably close to $100,000 of cash value at this point. And, you know, the argument from the advisor was the kids are gone, the house is paid for, you really don't need life insurance, you need to get this money in the market. And my mom and dad just said, no, that's not what it's about. I mean, the thing that my dad got, what he understood, is the life insurance wasn't about him. It was about somebody else. It was about his wife. It was about his kids. It was about making sure that his family wasn't devastated if something bad happened to him. So as the kids, you know, grew up and went off and we were all out of the house at this point, it still had a purpose because my parents still had a business. And my dad said, no, you know, the life insurance, the value in the life insurance is that death benefit, not that cash value, which is a small part of that. And so when he passed away, we actually had life insurance. Now, he did not have long-term care insurance. So if he would have broken his neck and lived, it would have been devastating. It would have been absolutely devastating. So, you know, we kind of dodged a bullet. As sad as it is that my dad died, I also think that it was probably best for everybody, including him, because he was a logger. He was an outdoor guy. He didn't, you know, he would have been just miserable sitting in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. There's no doubt about that. And my mom would not have been able to take care of it. So, you know, as sad as it is, I just think that things happen for a reason. But what I'm very proud of is that my dad had the foresight to not only put that life insurance policy in place, but to keep it for all those years. And he realized what I try to pass on to my clients when I speak with them is that long-term care insurance is similar to life insurance. It's really not about you. And what I mean by that is you're going to get the care that you need either way, whether it's your family's providing it or you burn through all your assets and you end up on Medicaid. I mean, whatever path it goes down, you're going to get the care you need. What the insurance does is it really protects the family. It lightens that load for them, and it provides you know, the resources so that they don't have to be the people that jump into that. So that's what, you know, I kind of get the same, that same feeling when I'm explaining life insurance. What it's really about is it's about the people you care about. And I think that that's just something that's so important to think about here on Father's Day. You know, I know that I have life insurance, I have long-term care insurance. And when I think about it, I always think about my dad. I think about how he met an untimely death, but what he did ahead of time was he planned so that his bride was not left broke because of an untimely death. Because if he would have died earlier when the kids were young, we wouldn't have starved. And that was just huge. That was just so important. And that's what I always think about that on Father's Day, and I want the fathers that are out there to remember that, that when we're doing planning, whether it's life insurance or whether it's long-term care insurance or it's disability insurance for your job, what you're really doing is you're protecting the people you care about. This is what insurance does. And so keep that in mind. I mean, we think about this all the time. You know, well, I've got enough money. I can self-insure. I can do all these things. And that's kind of what the financial advisor was trying to talk to my dad about with his life insurance. Well, you don't really need the death benefit. Your house is paid for. The kids are gone. Well, let me tell you, my mom wouldn't be bankrupt if they didn't have that life insurance, but it certainly made her life comfortable. She didn't have to give up a lot. And that is huge. And that's what the insurance does. So again, special shout out to everybody, all the fathers out there on Father's Day. I've got a really good show today that I want to talk about some different things. A question of the week from Andrew down in Olympia. And before we get into that, I want to talk about my next class, which is coming up on July 9th. That's going to be a Thursday at 3 in the afternoon, at 3 p.m. We did one of these last month. I guess it's still June. It's earlier, just a week ago. And it worked out really well. So we're going to do another one late afternoon at 3 o'clock. And again, the classes are free. We ask that you sign up because we are going to limit the number of people that can sign up for this webinar. Because again, we're going to go through the information, but at the end of that, we have a question and answer segment. And I want to make sure that we have time to get to everybody's questions. So we're not going to let 100 people get on the webinar. We're going to limit that just like we do our classes. But again, that's our next long-term care planning class is coming up on Thursday. That is July 9th at 3 p.m. So you can get all the information at our website, 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And just sign up. And what we're going to do is we're going to send you a link in the email. And all you have to do is click on that. And you can watch it from your phone. You can watch it from your laptop, your computer. It doesn't matter. It's a really nice system that we got set up there. So again, Thursday, July 9th is our next long-term care planning class. So stick around. Today, I'm going to talk about some inflation riders and answer a question of the week when we get back. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Well, good morning. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday. And coming up a little bit later this morning, you could make today life-changing. And that's because Brian Ott, the host of Long-Term Care Radio on Cairo, he's also with 525 Advisors. Brian Ott has a free live webinar coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. And my wife and I, we got our long-term care plan with Brian Ott, and we started by going to one of his classes. Now you can do the same thing just online. Brian has a webinar coming up 9 a.m. from your computer or smartphone. Brian will teach you everything you need to know about long-term care plans that will allow you to stay in control of your care options and, most importantly, bring peace of mind to your family during extremely stressful situations. Sign up now. The webinar is this morning at 9 a.m. Go to 525longtermcare.com. Make today life-changing. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick, Gregorick & Associates. They're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in again on this Father's Day weekend. I'm certainly proud of all the fathers that are out there. I know that, you know, it's not easy. I am still a husband and father in training, but it's great to that we get to recognize our fathers on this weekend. And you know, again, I always think about this because that's really what triggered me was my father's untimely death was what triggered me to change my life and really start looking at what we do. And that's why I'm so passionate about this long-term care planning business that we have here at 525 Advisors. So if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, you can actually get a lot of information on our website. We have a lot of our podcasts. You can read my story. Madeline Lutch, our case manager, has had quite the long-term care experience with her family. Her story is on our website as well, too. And so you can always get that information as well as sign up for one of the classes that you're going to hear advertised. All that information is available at 525longtermcare.com. And on our website, we have a question of the week. And this week, we got a question from Andrew down in Olympia. And this is a great question because I know there's probably a lot of people out there that have long-term care insurance that are in this same situation. They bought their insurance a long time ago. And here's what Andrew asked me. Andrew says, I'm 77 and facing a rate increase on my long-term care insurance policy I took out years ago. The company has offered to lower my inflation to keep my premiums the same. What would you recommend? And this is a great question. And in inflation is what we're going to talk about here. So a lot of people have these traditional long-term care plans. These are plans that we're going to take out and we're going to buy over time. So it's like your homeowner's insurance. We decide how much long-term care insurance we want, and then we pay that premium every year. Well, a lot of those policies that were taken out in the 90s and the early 2000s are starting to see rate increases because the insurance companies were assuming that the interest rates were going to be a lot higher. People are living longer, and so they've had to raise those rates. And so there's a lot of people that are facing that. Today, those same policies are already repriced. So the people that are taking out these traditional plans today aren't under as much pressure. They probably won't see the rate increases like some of those older policies. But what they do when they give you a rate increase on those older traditional policies is they will come in and they'll usually give you several options saying you can reduce your monthly benefit. And what I mean by that is if you're getting $6,000 a month, you can drop it down to $5,000 a month. Or they'll say you can drop down the inflation, which is, you know, inflation's how fast a policy's growing. And so I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that today on the show on what inflation riders are and how they work on long-term care insurance. And I'll just tell you that inflation in a nutshell, it's also known, I mean, we call it the inflation rider in the insurance business. That's what it's called, inflation rider. I don't really like that name because it's not tied to inflation. What an inflation rider is it just it grows your long-term care coverage over time. And what I mean by that is think of a bucket of money. That's your long-term care insurance. So if that's $200,000 today, the idea is that I want that money to be worth maybe $400,000 down the road because, you know, things get more expensive. So it's going to grow that $200,000. If you can grow it at 3%, then, you know, 22 years down the road, you're going to have that $400,000 in that bucket instead of $200,000. So think of it as an interest. It's just growing that bucket of money over time. The other thing that an inflation rider does is it grows the amount of money you can take out of that bucket. So again, when we talk about long-term care insurance, we have a bucket of money, but then we also have a monthly amount that we can take out of that bucket to pay for our care. And we decide that up front. So we say, I want $5,000 a month or I want $6,000. Well, the inflation rider, if I have that $5,000 a month today, is going to grow that monthly benefit. So 22 years down the road, I'll have my $10,000 a month that I can pull out of that bucket of money. And again, my bucket of money's grown from $200,000 to $400,000. So that's the idea of an inflation rider. It's just really a compounding effect that grows the value of the policy. Now, the thing to know about insurance riders out there, there's lots of different types of insurance riders, and there's been several over the years and some that we just don't see very often. But like a simple interest inflation rider would be, you know, 3% a year. So they would say if it's a $100,000 bucket of money, they would grow that policy by $3,000 every year. It would just, they would just add $3,000 a year. There's no compounding effect. And the same thing on your monthly benefit. If you had $6,000 a month benefit and you had a 3% simple interest, it would grow that monthly benefit by $180 every year. That's how simple interest works. And there's still quite a few policies out there that have simple interest on their inflation riders. Compound interest will grow by just like your savings account, it's going to compound. So that, you know, $200,000 is going to grow to $206,000. Well, the next year, they're going to take 3% of $206,000, and it's just going to keep compounding. And so that's very common. That's usually what we see out there on most of the inflation riders that are available today is compound. And again, most of the carriers that have simple, they give us a choice of simple or compounding. The only reason why you would choose simple is to lower you're going to lower your expenses. You're going to lower the cost of the policy. But again, you also lower the benefit over time because a compound policy will have a lot more value to you 20 years down the road than a simple inflation will. Other options that we see out there, again, for inflation riders, indexed. I don't see too many of those out there on long-term care policies. We see a lot of those on the universal life insurance policies, which will then attach a chronic care rider. So it's not truly a long-term care policy, but a lot of advisors will try to sell these life insurance policies as long-term care. And often they'll do an indexed, which the problem with indexed inflation riders is that the insurance companies can change the credit method, and they often do depending on what the market's doing. So it's really hard to plan out and look out there with any certainty what you're going to get. What I see with a lot of the life insurance indexed universal life insurance policies is advisors will show like the maximum. They will show this hypothetical situation that most likely is not going to come true. So again, there are some indexed options. We have one company out there that offers a index tied to the healthcare cost index. And over, you know, the last 30 years, that's been around 3%, but over the last 10 years, it's been about 2.2%. So again, indexed, we don't see too often, but they are out there. Some of the older long-term care insurance policies had consumer price index inflation. So they would just, you know, if the consumer price index went up 2.1%, they would inflate your policy by 2.1%. And overall, the CPI has been low because it doesn't take into, you know, when you hear the inflation, they take out like food and gas and all the things we buy, and then they say, oh, yeah, it's only gone up 2%. So CPI options, a little more common maybe 20 years ago, but they're not really common today at all. So that's something you probably want to avoid if you can. And then lastly, on inflation options on these policies, we see guaranteed purchase options. I don't like these. Let me just tell you right off the thing. Guaranteed purchase option is an option for you to buy additional coverage down the road. So you say, well, I've got a $100,000 bucket of money at $5,000 a month. Well, down the road, I can buy, you know, I can make it $150,000 and I can make it $6,000 a month. But you have to pay for that, and it's going to be based on your age at the time. And it's very expensive, so most people don't do that. So guaranteed purchase option is not an inflation rider, but I have seen a lot of people offer those up. You know, they'll come in with a policy and say, oh, well, we have a guaranteed purchase option. Well, most people will never take that option. They'll never buy the additional insurance because it gets very expensive. So again, you know, those are the different types of inflation riders that you can put. For I would say 99% of what we do, we're working with compound. So we're saying compound inflation at like 3% or 5%, or some companies will give us a choice of 4% or 2%. But you want the compounding effect to grow the value of the policy and to also grow your monthly benefit. Now, does inflation riders always make sense? I think this is something that people really need to understand, is that the short answer is no. Inflation greatly depends on, A, the type of policy you have. If you're trying to do a state partnership policy, which protects assets from the Medicaid spend down, and we use those for people with smaller estates, usually we have to have some kind of inflation. If basically the way that's going to work is they're going to say if you are under 61 years of age, you have to have 3% compound or higher. If you're 61 to 75, you have to have at least 3% simple. If you're over 70 or 76 and over, inflation is optional. But on traditional plans, for most people that are under, you know, even 65 for state partnership plans, we usually do some kind of inflation rider on there. But outside of that, we have to take some other, consider some other things when we're looking at inflation riders. Number one, how old are you? What's the type of the plan? What's the starting benefit? And again, people will get hooked up. I want 3%, I want 5% inflation. And my question always back is 3% or 5% of what? And what I mean by that is if I take a $5,000 benefit today and I put 3% inflation on it, you know, it's going to take me, you know, 20 plus years, 22 years to get to the $10,000 a month. So if I look at somebody that's maybe 60 years old or 65 years old, I can just buy a $10,000 a month benefit without inflation. And it's going to cost less than that $5,000 benefit with inflation. And they're going to have more money the first 22, 23, 24 years of that policy. So we always look at that. So again, the question from Andrew was, do I drop my inflation? Well, for Andrew, it was pretty easy to say yes, because he had 5% compound inflation. So his policy had really grown. So what we had to look at is, what's your monthly benefit? Where are you at today? Does it make sense? Absolutely, it makes sense. So if you're in one of those situations where you're seeing a rate increase on a traditional plan, then take a peek at that. Look what your monthly benefit is, because you may be able to just drop that down and make sense. But anyway, that's a great question. When we come back, I've got a client of the week. I'm going to talk about how we designed a plan without inflation and why we did it this way. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Tory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
It's times like these that remind us how crucial it is to make sure your family's health care documents and money management is in order. Hey, it's John Curley. Be proactive, have a plan, and do what's best for your family so everyone can have peace of mind. I can't recommend it enough. Talk to Rick Gregorick. He helped me in my estate plan, and Rick is open and ready to help make sure your plan is properly updated. And if you don't have an estate plan, Rick is absolutely the best in the area to create the proper plan to custom fit for your needs. Rick wants to encourage everyone to follow the guidelines being provided by local and state and federal governments to slow the growth of this deadly virus. It's vitally important to invest in yourself and your family. In a proper estate, an elder law plan has never been more important. Rick Gregorick and Associates are open now and ready to help you. You can schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio on Father's Day weekend. And if you're new to the show, first off, thank you for tuning in. We are on the radio several times on the weekend now in the Seattle market. We're on twice on Saturday at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and then we're on at noon on Sunday. So you can find our schedule at 525longtermcare.com, and you can sign up for our next event, which is Thursday, July 9th. That's going to be a 3 in the afternoon webinar class. And all that information is on our website as well at 525longtermcare.com. And if you have questions for us, all our contact information is on the website as well, too. So certainly feel free to jump right in there. It's just a great resource. We have lots of examples, lots of information about long-term care planning. And you can always get a hold of us through our website as well. So we've been talking a little bit today about inflation riders. And, you know, one of the examples I had looked at is on an asset-based plan. We had a client that came in a while ago, and they were looking at, like, they wanted $5,000 a month is what they wanted. They wanted $5,000 a month, and he wanted some inflation at, like, 3% to kind of grow, but they thought that would meet their budget. They had pension. They had all these other things going on, and they were going to set up an asset-based plan. So when we look at that $5,000 a month with 3% inflation, they were in a situation they could have put $263,000 into the plan. It would have gave them $5,000 a month each. This was a married couple. But when I look at the backside of that sheet on the illustration, it says, look, in 25 years, so they'd be right at 85, they'd have $10,164 a month. So then I went back and I said, what if we go back in and we just said, hey, let's just go to $10,000 a month all years. So we plugged that money in. It was surprising. The difference was it cost them $1,000 more, $264,000. But they got $10,000 a month for life with no inflation. And they also got a much higher return of premium. They got a higher death benefit. So if they put inflation on it, that eats away some of the death benefit. There's cost of that, and there's no value in the inflation riders if you surrender your policy or if you don't use it. So they would have gotten $166,000 back. Well, without inflation, if they don't use their policy, they get $300,000 or $333,000 back. So again, they $264 in to get guaranteed to get $333 back, and you get $10,000 a month the first 25 years, where with the inflation rider, yeah, you'll have more money after year 25. But for a married couple of 60, there's a really good chance that someone might end up on long-term care, you know, well before age 85. So, again, that's just something to keep in mind, where people get hooked up on inflation thinking they have to have this policy grow. But depending on the type of policy, especially on these asset-based plans, you can design a plan where you're going to get more money all years and put the same money or less money into the plan and get more money back if you don't use it. Now, traditional plans are a little bit different. Again, if we're trying to meet the state partnership requirements, which says, hey, if I'm 61, I've got to have compounding, or younger, I've got to have compounding inflation rider. If I'm 61 to 75, I've got to have at least simple interest inflation. we don't want to skip that. We wouldn't want to just go to $10,000 a month on a traditional plan for, you know, because traditional plans are, most of them are going to pay a limited resource anyway, so they're not going to be lifetime benefits. So just keep that in mind. When we're talking about inflation, think about the number that you're actually getting. If I can have $10,000 every month for the first 25 years and I'm 60 years old, that is probably going to be more beneficial to me, because if I end up in a long-term care earlier on, I'm going to have more money to use. And earlier long-term care events are more devastating. So again, I love to look at policies like that. And this is a time in the show where we talk about our client of the week, and I want to kind of jump into that because it was a similar situation. Client of the week this week is Lauren, who is 68, Deanne, who is 66. And, you know, I'll just tell you, these are my kind of people. Lauren and Deanne worked hard. They worked hard their entire life. They saved. They invested. They have a very nice retirement set up. They've got a nice nest egg put aside. They have rental properties. They have a small pension. They've got Social Security lined up. Their assets are very diversified. And this is what, you know, this is what's still great about this country and all this turmoil and stuff. People are complaining and moaning. But the truth is, if you get up and put your strap on your shoes every day and you go to work and you're consistent and you make good decisions, you can really get ahead in life. And these people came from nothing and they built a very nice nest egg. And like most people, they want to leave a lot of this nest egg to their family and to their charities and to the people that they care about. So Lauren's biggest concern was that, you know, they had liquid assets, but they could easily see blowing through those in a long-term care or an extended healthcare situation. And so what they didn't want to have to do is start selling assets, because their assets, they had a lot of rental properties. They had some small apartments. They had some rental properties that provided nice income. And that part of their business, they wanted to be able to pass on because they were just, you know, they were cash flow positive and they provided good income. So that's what he was really worried about. Now, here's the thing. He just sold a property that he was a co-owner on. So they had a lump of money and they were talking to their financial advisor about maybe some different things to do with this money. And he was asking his financial advisor about long-term care insurance. And his financial advisor told him that he could self-insure. And folks, I will tell you, this is so common. I get this probably 2-3 times a week. I'm talking to somebody that's talked to me and their financial advisor said, oh, you can probably self-insure. Well, why are they saying that? Do they really know how much money you're going to use for long-term care? Do they really know if you're going to even end up in long-term care? No, they're just going off of probabilities. And the reason why they're saying that is because they probably, well, and not probably, I can guarantee you that they don't have long-term care insurance themselves. There's this whole group of advisors out there that still just think long-term care planning is about money. If you have a magic number, and it's different for every advisor, $700,000, $800,000, $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, they're going to say you can self-insure. And to me, it's such a frivolous conversation to have with these advisors, because nobody recommends that you self-insure your home. And the odds that your house burns down is slim to none. I mean, it's less than 1% chance. And so you're sitting there saying, well, I'm spending all this money on insurance, but why do you do it? Because you have to look at the magnitude, the consequences when the house does burn down. And even if you have $5 million in the bank and it costs $500,000 to rebuild your house, you're still not going to want to use your money if you could use the insurance money. Now, with long-term care planning, what really just rattles me is that we look at these situations, these advisors, and you say, it's even better than that because you can get your money back now if you design one of these asset-based plans correctly. So there's no reason to take that risk. But again, the advisors just they tend to look at his money, and I don't think they appreciate the long-term care situations. Well, here's what their advisor didn't know. Lauren's mom was still alive. She was 93 years old. She had been living in assisted living for 7 years. They did not have long-term care insurance. He's watched her whittle down her estate. And he's also watched the effect that it's had on him and his siblings, because everybody's circling the wagons trying to figure out what to do with mom and how to manage her care. And most of this burden has fallen on him and Deanne. And this is one of the reasons why he was saying, look, I want a better way to handle this in case something happens to me or something happens to my wife. I don't want my kids to have to go through this. So again, it's more than money. And that's just the point I'm trying to get across here as I ramble on. But anyway, so Lauren and Deanne came to us and they sat down. I was looking at their portfolio and, you know, quite frankly, yeah, they could self-insure. It wouldn't have been easy. Maybe they did have to sell some properties. It would have paid a lot of taxes, but they had the assets. They had the resources to pay, you know, $8,000, $10,000 a month for a long time. They could have done that. but it didn't make sense in their situation because he also had cash. He had some reserves. He was more of a conservative investor anyway. He didn't want to take this profit that he had from selling the property and just put it right back into the market. They didn't want to buy any more real estate in this market right now. He's like, I just really want to figure out how to protect myself and my estate with a long-term care plan. So we went through all his numbers and we sat down and we decided to just, he just wanted to do a one and done. He said, I don't want payments. I've got this money. I want to reposition it. What I would like to do is just reposition it in one lump sum, get meaningful long-term care protection and not worry about it. And I would like to get my money back if I don't use it. That is kind of his goal. So here's what we did. We sat down, we went through, we designed a plan. Lauren had about $365,000 that he was going to earmark for his long-term care insurance. This was money that he had just, it was profit from property. He wasn't planning on using this money for anything else. So we took that. He said, what can I get for this? I'm like, well, you can put it in the somewhere safe like CDs or savings accounts or whatever if you want to guarantee it. And you're going to have, you know, $365 today and you're going to have maybe, you know, $375 a little, you know, 5 years down the road with these low interest rates. Or we can move this over in a single deposit to the insurance company and get an unlimited amount of long-term care insurance. And so that's what we did. We took a single deposit of $365,000. That is going to provide both Lauren and Deanne, and again, 68 and 66, they're each going to get $11,000 a month of long-term care insurance for an unlimited amount of time. Folks, that's over $132,000 a year for life on long-term care insurance. So if they go out and they both end up in a long-term care situation together, they're going to be pulling out $264,000 a year out of this long-term care insurance policy that they funded with one single deposit of $365. Now, here's the catch. If they don't use it or they get lucky and they use less than $367,000 of long-term care insurance, their estate's going to get paid back, because this has a guaranteed return of premium of $367. So basically what they put in, $365 in, they're guaranteed to get $367 out. So again, this is where these asset-based plans really shine. Why would you take the risk of self-insuring? Again, the advisor that's recommending that, number one, doesn't understand what long-term care events are, how they're comprised or how long they last. They can look at data, they can look at statistics. But I'll tell you what, I don't know anybody that's average. I'm not average. I'm not average height. I'm not average weight. I don't know if I'm going to have an average life expectancy. And so what we're looking at here is we're saying what I have now is I've taken this $365,000 and I've turned it into a catastrophic policy, which is going to protect me and my family for an unlimited amount of time. And here's why Lauren was so impressed with this program, is because what he wanted was he wanted help in case somebody, him or his wife, end up in a long-term care situation. He didn't want his kids to have to go through what he was going through with his mother. So this particular company has the concierge care service, which means they assign somebody to you, and they're going to actually be there with you and your family, and it includes case management, care coordination. They're going to help you manage that care. So not only is your care funded, it's managed, and that's what long-term care insurance does. It also provides them $22,000 for caregiver training in case a family member needs to be trained to maybe, you know, do some blood work or administer medication, whatever it is. It also gives them another $22,000 for home improvement and medical equipment, anything that it takes to make their home, which is where they want to age, safe for a long-term care situation. So just a fantastic, fantastic program, folks, and we do this all day long. You move the money out of one pocket, you put it back in the other pocket. If they don't use this policy, that money, all of it, goes back to their estate. So essentially what you're doing is you're trading interest in this low interest environment for insurance, for a meaningful. And think about this. If one of them is on claim for an average of 4 years, $132,000 a year, that's over $500,000 they're going to pull out of this policy. That's just if one of them. And again, I think the averages are skewed, because if you make it a year, you're most likely going to make it 5 or 6 years, because about a third of the people die within a year. So we're insuring both ends of this. So again, single deposit in, guaranteed to get all that money back if they don't use it, or if they use less than what they deposited, that difference goes back to the estate. But what they did is they just turned that limited amount of money into an unlimited amount of tax-free income to pay for care and get the professionals to help their family manage that situation when they need it. Stick around. I've got a little bit more long-term care radio coming up. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525-longtermcare.com. 525-longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Redrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick, Gregorick & Associates. They're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Well, good morning. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday. And coming up a little bit later this morning, you could make today life-changing. And that's because Brian Ott, the host of Long-Term Care Radio on Cairo, he's also with 525 Advisors. Brian Ott has a free live webinar coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. And my wife and I, we got our long-term care plan with Brian Ott, and we started by going to one of his classes. Now you can do the same thing just online. Brian has a webinar coming up, 9 a.m. from your computer or smartphone. Brian will teach you everything you need to know about long-term care plans that will allow you to stay in control of your care options and, most importantly, bring peace of mind to your family during extremely stressful situations. Sign up now. The webinar is this morning at 9 a.m. Go to 525longtermcare.com. Make today life-changing. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for sticking around. I apologize for some of these long-winded rants I get on these client of the weeks, but folks, I just love what I do. I really do. I'm passionate about this business because, you know, bad things happen out there. And, you know, on Father's Day weekend, I just look at what my father did. It's just a simple decision that he made to protect the people that he cares about. And that's what we really do when we put plans in place, when we put insurance in. I don't care if it's life insurance, long-term care, or like I say, disability. You're really protecting the people you care about. And so that's with all these new options and these new programs out there, it's just you've got to take a look at this long-term care planning. Again, you know, we were just talking last week on the radio. If you missed it, you can get our podcast. But, you know, we had a small, client of the week was a very small pay-as-you-go plan that was, you know, $295 a month. And then you'll see these other options where people will walk in and deposit $300,000-$400,000. Well, why they're doing that is because they're not going to lose that money. What they're doing is they're putting all these guarantees, all these benefits and features on it in this leverage. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it provides a wonderful peace of mind, and there is a value to that. And a lot of advisors say, well, gosh, you know, if you put 365 in the market, you're going to average 8% over 30 years and blah, 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 blah. That's what they always do. And it's like, you know, it's not about money. The vast majority of people that climb mountains and die on the way back down. They die in their retirement years, so to speak. What we're trying to do is say, how do we protect ourselves and our family and bring the professionals in so that my care is not only paid for in a tax-free way, but it's managed. That's what long-term care insurance planning does. And the peace of mind and the gift that you're giving to your family is just wonderful. And I will tell you that during this COVID-19, we got a very disturbing phone call from one of our clients, Lois. And Lois and Peter, they're just a wonderful couple. Lois called to let us know that Peter had passed away. He was feeling sick. She drove him to the hospital. He was diagnosed with COVID on Friday. They put him in ICU. She never got to see him again. He passed away on Sunday. Now, here's the catch on this. Lois is suffering from cancer. She's got kidney cancer. She's got tubes hanging out of her. She's on medication. She's on treatment. Peter was stepping up and taking care of them. They've been together for 50 years plus, more than 50 years actually, and they've got, you know, three adult kids, all in the early 60s, late 50s, three daughters. The daughters couldn't get in to see Lois because Lois has been exposed to COVID. Their dad is dead because he died from COVID, but they can't have a funeral from him. And so we get the call from Lois. She is very weak. She doesn't know what to do. She's confused. But here's what happened. They had two distinct different policies. Peter had long-term care insurance with a life death benefit on it. So we got that death benefit paid out. We got that money brought back to the estate right away. And with that same phone call, Madeline turned on the long-term care policy for Lois. And so when the person from the Cancer Alliance came out to see Lois, she said, look, Lois can't stay here. She's not safe. She's too weak to take care of herself. Peter had been there and been kind of, you know, she was in long-term care. And Peter was providing that care for her. He was just a step-up guy. And so we said, don't worry. We have long-term care insurance. We'll get this taken care of. So we got her in a safe place. And again, she tested positive twice for COVID, but it never manifested in her. And long story short, the kids are just, you know, they're freaking out. What do you do? Your dad has passed away. Your mom is isolated in this house. She can't stand by herself. You can't go in there because she's been exposed to COVID. And when they found out, they finally talked to Madeline. Madeline said, we have this. We have it taken care of. You know, one of the daughters was just like, I can't believe Dad did this. This is so wonderful. And Madeline just explained, your dad really set you guys up. You guys are protected. Your mom's going to be fine. She's going to get the care she needs, and it's taken care of. So, you know, it's hard to get, you know, I think about this. I get a little bit emotional. I admit it, because that's what you do. You protect your family, you protect the people you care about when you take that time to put a plan in place. And so, you know, that's why I love what I do. And I will just tell you, on Father's Day, for all the fathers out there, think about that. Think about what planning means to your kids and your family. And that's why I did what I did. I have a lifetime benefit. I have a traditional plan. I also have a lifetime benefit. I have life insurance. Because that's part of my role, is being a father and being a husband, is to make sure that if something bad happens, that the people I care about are taken care of. It doesn't matter how much money I have in my mutual fund. It doesn't matter how nice my car is. It's about the lifestyle for my kids and my family. And that's what long-term care planning does. So, you know, and we've had, we've had several cases like this, and this recently one, you know, it's very powerful for me. It's very powerful for Madeline. Madeline went through a long-term care situation with her family as well, too. You know, you just, again, have to think about the future. You have to plan today. One of the biggest downsides of what I do is talking to people when they've waited too long. And I will tell you right now, the market is in a tizzy with the COVID going on. Insurance carriers are pulling back. They're tightening up on their underwriting, which means they're making it harder to get approved. They're trimming ages back. Several carriers are no longer taking people over 69. and again, because they're not sure how this COVID's going to work out, if there's going to be lingering effects. And so we have that. And then we also have the interest rate environment going on, which, again, I talked about this a few weeks ago on my show. long-term care policies aren't static, meaning that they're always going to be around the exact same policy. I'll come get it when I want it. They change. And so if I get that policy today and I lock that policy in, they can't take that away from me. It's non-cancelable. So already the policy that I have today, for somebody to come out and get that same policy, it's not available. It's tweaked a little bit. And so, again, look at it. If you're thinking about planning, make that first step. Join us for our class coming up. Our next one is going to be on July 9th, Thursday at 3 o'clock. And the reason why I say go to these classes or go to our website is because I want you to learn the basics, what long-term care is, what it pays for, how it works. Because when you understand that you don't have to go to a nursing home, that you can actually get care at home, that there's different ways that you can get paid, there's different benefits amounts, then we can sit down and we can have a meaningful discussion. And you're going to learn that there's different ways to fund these plans. You can come in with a single lump sum. You can pay over time. So again, sign up for a class or go to our website, learn, fill out our pre-screen. We have a very straightforward process. We're going to do the work up front to make sure that we can get you approved and get a plan in place that works with your budget. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to look at your whole financial situation and make sure that we're taking care of any tax advantages that we can get. If you're a business owner, we're going to actually deduct some of that premium. I'm going to show you how to do all those things. But again, lots of options out there, and it's just, you know, it's about putting something in place so that your loved ones know that, you know, not only are you going to get the care that you deserve, they're not going to be burdened with providing that or making those decisions. Again, all our information is available at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. And one last time, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.